Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Andrea is looking for a second date update with a guy named Steve. Hey, Andrea, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Was Steve a new person in your life? Is this someone you recently met and went out with, or is this someone you've known for a while?
No, I recently met him, but I met him through friends.
Okay, and how'd that go down?
It's a long story. It's not that interesting, so I won't, I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
But I'll just say that my friends did a really nice job picking him out for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So this was like a setup then?
Yeah, we were set up, and, it couldn't have been better. He was really sweet. He was really funny. We had a really good time.
Nice.
Very nice. What'd you guys do?
Well, we went out for drinks and, of course, drank too many. But it was fine. Like, we went slow, so we had, a couple of hours coherent conversation before things just got sloppy. But, even sloppy, it was super fun. It was all good. Nothing totally stupid happened. So,
good.
He did end up back at my place.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but it was all good. It was all good. It was the best time, beginning to end, that I'd had in a really long time.
And was that the only occasion you guys hung out together, or did you get together again after that? Was there any communication after?
No, radio silence. So, everything went great. I'm sure you can imagine I'm, really disappointed that he's not getting back to me. I've called, I've texted, a few times, not, crazy amount, but he's not answering, and I have no idea why.
All right. Now, I will say, if Jen, Fritch, and Tim had set me up with someone,
yep,
and then that person ghosted me,
yep,
I would kind of expect my friends to say, so how'd it go? And then me saying, well, no, I haven't heard from her. What's going on? Has that happened with you and your friends? Have they inquired? Have you asked them what's going on with this guy?
I haven't. I thought that I would try to at least get a hold of him first.
Well, think about it, Jeff. Let's say you hooked me up with somebody.
Yes.
And, we got drunk. I slept with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just stopped calling. One, I would be embarrassed to admit to you, mm-hmm, everything that happened and the fact that he's not calling me back. And I don't think I would want you to engage and find out, because I don't want you to know the reason before I know the reason.
I see.
And would you, given those circumstances, go to that person and ask him what the deal was? Would you even want to get involved?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't pry that much, but
what's fun about the scenario, too, is I don't really see you getting involved in fixing me up with anybody in the first place.
I have. I've
helped. That was not. That was different.
Yeah, that was not intended to be a relationship.
No, it wasn't. And thank you for that. Anytime. All these years later.
I got your back.
I know, you did.
So here's what we'll do. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call him, find out what he thought of you and his date with you when we come back.
That sounds good.
Okay, hang in there. Second date update continues next on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Andrea met Steve through some friends, which sounds an awful lot like a setup, which, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. And it turns out Steve was actually a super cool guy. She seemed to really gel with him. They laughed a lot, went out for drinks, and went back to her place. And since that night, has not called, has not texted. She's reached out to him. He's not reached back. She doesn't know what to think. And what's awkward about this is, everybody's kind of wondering what happened.
Yeah, this is why I wouldn't be comfortable having my friends set me up.
Well, I introduced Molly with a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they are talking.
Yeah.
But I was like, here, match.
Out.
I'm out
yeah,
of it. I want to know.
Yeah. Did you have that kind of agreement with your friends? Did any of your friends say to you, hey, listen, we got this guy we want you to meet. We want you to go out and have a good time with him. But now, but this is as involved as we're going to get.
It was a typical setup. I didn't expect them to be super involved past setting us up.
Okay.
So you're saying this was not a formal setup, correct?
It was a regular setup. There just didn't seem to be anything weird or different with it. When your friends are like, oh, hey, there's a guy,
mm-hmm,
that we'd like for you to meet. Like, I didn't think that there were any,
okay,
any disclaimers or anything.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and call Steve here and see what answers we can get out of him.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Steve, please?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
My name is Jeff Thomas, and I'm with the Jeff and Jen Morning Show at Q102. How are you this morning?
I had a feeling this was going to happen.
I'm sorry. I've got the whole team here.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Would you mind coming on just for a few minutes so we can clear up some confusion?
Yeah, I already know what this is all about.
Okay, you know we're calling about Andrea?
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Look, I don't know what you got going on or if you ever want to see Andrea again, but if you don't, can you just kind of let her know what's up?
I don't think she and I had the same idea about what our date was all about. So her friends told me that she hadn't been out with a guy in a really long time, so they asked me to show her a good time. Right? So I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, whatever. They showed me some pictures. I was like, yeah, cool. And I made it straight with them. I guess they didn't tell her, but I made it straight with them that, like, I was only in it for that one night. Like, I'm not trying to be in a relationship. That's not me. You know, she's cool. She's cute. Like, she's very cute. We had a good time. It's just I'm not looking for a relationship. And I guess that wasn't made clear.
So when her friends said to you, she hasn't been out with a guy in a really long time, will you take her out and show her a good time?
Mm-hmm. What exactly did they
mean by
that?
What did they mean by show her a good time?
I mean, because I would assume they know me, so I would assume they know what I interpreted. To me, a good time is just go out, get some drinks, and, you know, end the night with, you know,
with a bang?
With something
yeah,
you
with
do
bang.
Very
exactly.
well
yeah.
and often.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's
okay,
my
so
thing.
Let me get this straight. My friends ask you to take me out and sleep with me because I've been without a man for so much time. Like, are you kidding? Like, you agreed to that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a guy. What do you expect?
I just can't believe this.
I mean, look, I thought you were aware. I mean, like, okay.
I was not aware. I was not in the loop.
Oh, this is why I didn't want to deal with this. I figured this would happen when you kept texting me. Look, I'm sorry.
So, Andrea, I guess what I'm trying to understand is that you knew that your friends had kind of steered you in this direction. Hey, there's this great guy you should meet.
Yeah.
But you didn't realize that this was more of like a one-night setup because it had been a while for you.
Yeah, like, I never even thought people did that. It's just really embarrassing right now because, like, I'm realizing my friends feel like I need their help to get laid. And the guy that I really liked was only in it for a one-nighter.
Mm.
There is nothing more humiliating than that.
There might be.
Everything in a nightmare.
Ooh, let me
more.
Tell you, there could be.
You and I are going to have to talk later.
You know what? I got to go.
I'm sorry.
I'm so
Andrea.
Sorry. Got to communicate clearly. You know, your friend should have told you or even asked you if that was okay. You know, if you were even looking for that. I'm sorry. That stinks. Because you know what else stinks about it? It's like if you go a really long time without it, you kind of get used to not having it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, you have it once and then all of a sudden you want it all the time.
Once that fire is
right.
reignited.
So her fire's lit and now, damn. Mm.
Well, Steve, we appreciate the explanation. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Obviously, this was a big miscommunication. And, Andrea, I know that wasn't easy putting yourself out there, but best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.